News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Slow walkers and speed weavers are being are being shamed on the streets. Am I part of the problem? So writes Sunday Times writer Leif Arbuthnot. Leif, thanks indeed for talking to us. I loved your piece on this. You think pavement etiquette has broken down? Are we less considerate, you think, when we're out on our daily walk?
I think we are. I think a lot of it has to do with our adoption of the smartphone. A lot of the issues involve people just staring at their phones, or maybe their attention having broken down because of their phone and suddenly stopping. You know, when you're walking behind someone, suddenly they stop without performing what's known as a brake check in the language of these kind of pavement vigilantes. So it's quite, I do find it quite difficult when I'm walking and there's someone that, I don't know, they're zigzagging or they're talking very loudly on the phone, or I don't know, they might suddenly tie up their lace without actually kind of getting over to the side of the pavement. I think there are lots of problems, there are ways of trying to be kind of tolerant about it that I think are also probably worth embracing as well.
Are there other categories of people that irritate you? Couples, for example?
Yeah, I really don't like it when couples are holding hands and then even if you're on a very narrow pavement, and clearly it would be polite if they sort of broke their sort of alliance. They refuse to, and so you have to...
Nothing will separate them. Their love is so strong.
Exactly. It's so annoying. Sometimes you have to literally go onto the road and put your life in danger so that their love can be, you know, kept intact. Obviously, a lot of people find the cyclists on the pavements annoying, and those guys can be quite bad.
Yeah.
What I find particularly stressful is when I get dinged by a bell when I'm walking on a pavement, and then there's a cyclist, and they're like, you know, dinging me. They're like, get out of my way, please. So I find that pretty annoying.
That's obnoxious. Would you say anything to the cyclist?
Sometimes I play like a game of chicken where if I see a cyclist coming on a narrow pavement, I absolutely refuse to scooch, you know, to like move over. And I kind of want to see them, you know, see what they'll do, basically. And sometimes they do, you know, either get off or they kind of go onto the road a bit. But I'm always playing these slightly, you know, staring people out, basically. I don't know if that makes me a bad person or a weird person.
I think you're absolutely... I do exactly the same thing myself, I have to say. What about people walking their dogs? You know, with those long leads that can extend about 5 meters.
I know, exactly. And when they've got one lead, when they've got like two dogs and one dog is going in one direction and the other dog is going in the other direction, it can be difficult because then if you've got absolutely no kind of space to walk. Or I do see this, and I don't know if I find this annoying, but I just note it. There are some dog owners who will let their dog sort of just drag their lead along the ground. And that, I don't know. I just find that a bit disquieting, you know, when they can't actually be bothered to actually hold the lead themselves. I would say that the category that annoys me probably the most, and this is maybe, I don't know, slightly harsh, is probably runners. I find that they're so annoying when they're, particularly when they've got a head torch. That is, I think, unacceptable pavement etiquette.
You write about them doing their maddening hoppity hop around pedestrians, a focused expression on their face as if they're doing something impressive.
Yeah, I don't know if you've encountered this. Maybe it's sort of London thing, but yeah, you know, they sort of do this thing, dun, 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 they sort of bound about you. And I do find it, I know that at least sometimes that they'll run on the road, but I mean, in my endless intolerance, I also find that annoying because sometimes when I'm actually on the road, like as a cyclist or, I don't know, as a car, and then it's like this delusional mindset they've got that they think they're, now that they're running, they're as fast as a car and they deserve to be with all the other cars. And I'm like, no, you're still a person. You should be on the pavement and you should just be behaving well on the pavement. The runners really get me down.
Just to finish, Leif, there was a kind of a moment of sort of self-analysis at the end of the piece as well.
Yeah, I got to the sort of West End. I went on this walk in London just trying to sort of analyse people's walking. And I realised that actually when, you know, if you're constantly sort of cross about people who are speed weaving or you know, who are not behaving as you'd like them to, sometimes you can get into quite like a fascist mindset, being like, oh, the only good walkers are people who know how to, you know, go from A to B without any problems. Whereas actually a lot of people, you know, especially like tourists and older people, they're walking in a way that is, yes, quite annoying, but that maybe we should just like cut them a bit of slack and also know that we will all come to a time in our lives actually where we will be an annoying walker when, you know, we're older or maybe when we have children or dogs. And so maybe trying to be a bit more tolerant is a good approach.
Okay, on that more tolerant note, we will leave it. Leif Arbuthnot, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Are there different types of walkers that really drive you mad? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.